This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Busy program today. Wayne Stengel will be here next hour, the Attorney General, seeking the governor's spot on the ballot in the Republican primary race for governor on June 14th. Wayne Stengel, Doug Burgum, Paul Sorum. We'll talk with him, another of our talk radio town halls today, and your questions and comments. Covering lots of ground today on the program, so looking forward to that. Also, Kirsten Baszler will be here at the bottom of the hour. We'll find out what's going on with Common Core and the Smarter Balance Consortium and education issues today on the program with the State Superintendent of Public Instruction on What's On Your Mind. So all that coming up. I want to start, though, with a simple question. We have a little bit of time to tackle this, but I'd like to do this between now and the bottom of the hour from our listeners, and that is, do you think unity is possible in the Republican Party right now? We'll let the Democrats just sort out Hillary versus Bernie. It looks like it's going to be Hillary. Bernie doesn't want to go away, but all the other candidates in the Republican race have said, Donald, the stage is yours, right? And now there's this battle over unity. Two things have happened recently. One, Paul Ryan has said, I'm not there yet. And there's going to be a meeting between House Republicans, Paul Ryan, and the Senate Republicans on Thursday. So they're going to start trying to see if they can find some middle ground and work together. But Marco Rubio yesterday said, thanks, but no thanks on that VP deal. If I'm on a list, take me off the list. And you better find somebody that more agrees with you than me. And, you know, I'm out of here. So now that suggests that Marco Rubio believes but the whole Trump thing is a train wreck, and he doesn't want any part of it, right? So he's going to preserve his brand, if you will, by not connecting himself in any way, suggesting, at least from Marco Rubio's prospects, from his perspective, rather, that unity is not possible. It is May of 2016. Just a little bit of update for you. In fact, May 10th, the birthday of my wife, the birthday of our daughter, Hannah, today as well. Do you know what? Two birthdays. On the same day, my wonderful wife and daughter Hannah born. Isn't that really cool?
Very nice.
And Hannah is 17 today. I won't tell you how old Marie is because I enjoy being married.
Now, do you have to do like double gift shopping for days like this?
Double gift shopping, yeah. And by the way, it's our anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, triple!
And Mother's Day last weekend, right? So May is a busy month. And then Haley, the baby, is she will be 13, a teenager in the house on the 29th of May. So May is a busy, fun month for us here.
I won't give away Marie's age, but you can see it if you're a Facebook friend. But I see next year's celebration should be a huge one.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. She's 49. You said it, Todd.
I didn't say it. You said it. I'm just saying next year's celebration is going to be huge, so you're going to have it like a quadruple whammy then.
But I'm 51, you know, so. Yeah, it's pretty.
For a while.
It's kind of neat. The bond, Todd knows this, the bond between a dad and a daughter is just something you cannot put into words. You cannot describe. There's just an incredible bond there, and it's really neat. I was blessed because when I met Maria, Alex and Hannah, we were 3 and 1 at the time, I think, when I first met Maria. And when we were married, like, 5 and 3 or whatever. But very, very young, right? And so they are stepkids, although I never use that term. But Hannah was really my first daughter, and I, you know, got to see her grow up from, 2. I think I actually met her at her second birthday, and Maria's birthday. So this is kind of a special day in lots of ways. And then Maria and I had Haley as well. A few years later. So that's the whole family now. And it's just that bond, it's incredible. I get a little weepy whenever I think about that bond with Hannah, because that was the first dad-daughter bond there. And it's just really fun and cool. So anyway, happy birthday to Maria and Hannah. That's one thing I did want to say today. But I'm saying, as we sit here in the month of May, and we look at when unity really is most important, that'd be the month of November, right? Everybody on the same page going to the polls. And I'm wondering if you think it's possible. I think it is possible. I really do. And I think the reason it's possible, two words that make unity among the Trump folks and the non-Trump folks, among Republicans possible. You know what those two words are, Manny, Todd? What are the two words you think unite the Republican Party? And as much as you might not like this or that, or, you know, I wish that would change and this could be a little different, then you come back to the two words, what?
Hillary Clinton.
Thank you very much. Yes, those two words, Hillary Clinton, I think are the great unifier for whatever faction of the Republican Party you find yourself in. And you know what? They should be. Two other words how to unify Republicans. Supreme Court. Now, that doesn't mean you compromise your principles and what you stand for. It means you pick the lesser of two evils. And guess what? Sometimes in this world you have to pick the lesser of two evils. It's not ideal. It's not wonderful. It's not anything else. But I would contend everything you don't like about Donald Trump, everything that is at odds with, you know, what you where you stand politically and where he is, if you come back to the fact that if Hillary Clinton wins because you're, you know, unable to get across that divide, and she stacks the Supreme Court, we're done.
So you think that Gary Johnson vote is pointless then?
Yeah, I do. Everything I've come to love about the United States, everything you've come to love about the United States of America, everything about the genius of the Founding Fathers will be eroded with the Supreme Court shifting the balance away from an Antonin Scalia way of thinking to a Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Sonia Sotomayor way of thinking. Bye-bye. Gone. Toast. That's why Ben Carson did what he did. He said, I'm pragmatic. Don't agree with everything with Donald Trump. He's a work in progress on a lot of issues, and I'm going to help. But I'm worried about the Supreme Court, and I believe he can win. But he can't win if there is not a coalition of the spectrum of the Republican Party behind him. I think it's possible, but I want to know if you do. 800-228-0550. Let me know what you think. North Carolina got what we expected yesterday from the Supreme Court. They basically said we're going to sue the federal government. I'm glad they did because the court will need to settle this and decide, you know, what the federal government's trying to do. But it's still absolutely chilling what's happening. And pay attention. I say to you, pay attention like I did yesterday. Because, again, the federal government is trying to say that if you don't let boys who want to identify as girls go into the girls' locker room at your school, you are a bigot. You're kicking Rosa Parks off the bus. That's what you're doing. Those are the two they've connected. See why the Supreme Court matters? Folks? 800-228-0550. Bob in West Hope.
Good morning.
Where's that harmonica? I knew.
I was afraid you were going to ask for the pots and pans.
I knew you wouldn't disappoint. That's beautiful. Bob and West Hope, first on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Well, I listened to you guys yesterday and back for a while about this bathroom situation. I don't know why it is such a big issue about a man going into a woman's bathroom or a woman going into the man's bathroom, because it happens every day practically in Minot. And I've done it. If the men's is used, I go knock on the door. Nobody says anything. I walk in and lock the door and whatever.
Yeah, well, good luck in prison, Bob. But you're not going in for the reason that some would use this law to go in for, is the point, right? And I think, honestly, bathrooms are less of a deal than lockers. We're talking about universities. We're talking about schools.
Yeah.
You know, shower facilities, locker rooms. This is what the federal government's reach is into right now. And they're using North Carolina to set that standard for the rest of the United States of America.
Yeah, and another thing, too, where I've been going into these, this one person, this one particular place, the employees there, they use the women's, they use the men's back and forth. If one is busy, they use the other one. But they got a key to unlock it to go in and whatever, and then they can't, nobody can get in there.
Yeah, that's a different deal. That's the other thing. These are bathrooms that are public restrooms that have, you know, people coming and going, not one in, lock the door kind of deal, you know?
Another thing about this selection stuff, I mean, I really get a kick out of some of these people. I don't know if they've got something upstairs wrong with them or what, but, just because they belong to a Democrat or a Republican party, that's the way they believe they should vote. Why can't they just pick up and say, hey, he's not good this year, this time. Let's get somebody else and go vote for another party.
Well, some of that is happening. Question, I guess, for the Trump crowd is it enough? I noticed in New York, Fox was interviewing some folks today, not New York, West Virginia, that said they can't vote for Trump until the general election, but they're waiting to.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance have been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place, and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too, and that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs, and again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. They are everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wappanon, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bodno. There are a lot of locations to have you covered literally in every corner of North Dakota. In Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes. And, of course, online wherever you're at bmobile.com.
Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network, so we better have a little heart-to-heart here, okay? Lean into the radio just a minute here. Are you stuck in a contract or a device agreement? Did you meander away from Verizon and then realize, you know what, the other guy's network just didn't live up to the hype? I'm feeling your pain. Whatever the reason, right now, a little deal for you. You can switch to Verizon, and they'll pay your fee. They'll pay your fees. They'll pick up the tab. Up to $650 when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile. That's right. Call or visit a B-Mobile location for all the details today. Tell them Scott sent you. 800-228-0550. We have some lines open. Thank you. That is the sound of crickets. And it crickets, when there's lines open, they kind of fill the cricket spots. And when you hear that, it means, oh, good, I can call and I'll get on fairly quick here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. Sorry, but Hillary Clinton is not enough to make me vote Republican, says one emailer. By the way, in addition to calling the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, you can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Sorry, but I will not compromise my principles, says this emailer. Donald is a little different than Hillary Clinton. How do you know lying Donald Trump will support conservative constitutional judges? When the tragic death of Antonin Scalia occurred, he was asked specifically, who will you appoint to the Supreme Court? And he said, judges in the model of Antonin Scalia. Maybe the paper missed this emailer that particular day. From what he is saying now, it appears his campaign was nothing but one lie after another. Scott, I'm finished holding my nose and voting for East Coast liberal rhinos like Donald Trump or the father of Obamacare Romney. Fine, then that's a vote for Hillary Clinton. Look, Donald Trump is not going to be the perfect candidate. 17 were on the stage. Republican faithful picked Donald Trump.
Did 92 nope. teach us anything?
He fought the party establishment to get the nomination, right? The establishment, i.e. the Romney crowd, the McCain crowd, they lost. And massive amounts of people came out. And more Republicans voted for Donald Trump in a primary than anyone ever. He bested 16 others. So, it is what it is now. A vote for anyone other than Donald Trump is a vote for Hillary Clinton, in my mind. Stephen in Watford City, you're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, I was calling about the LGBT bathroom issue.
Yeah.
And I support North Carolina and Mississippi. And this is the reason why. It's a two-part reason. First, I grew up in Chicago, okay? And I used to work, my last year in Chicago, 1989, I worked at a pizza place, which was located in a neighborhood where the heterosexual population was most definitely in the minority, okay? And at the restaurant that I worked at, out of 18 employees, I think four of us were straight. And some of the militant LGBT people that worked there would sometimes refer to those of us who were heterosexual as breeders. It was meant as a derogatory term.
Right.
You know, and also they have no scruples about who they have sex with. I don't know, you may recall some years ago, George Michael, a big celebrity, got caught in a public bathroom at some park somewhere having sex with random people.
Yeah.
And in a specific case of transgender people, my wife, I live in Billings now, but I work in North Dakota, and my wife befriended an LGBT person who lived in our building complex, and he had not had the full surgery. He had, you know, the surgery, but he still had his schmeckle. And he was bisexual. Actually, I would say he was trisexual. He'll try anything three or four times.
Oh, my
because
God.
So your point here is what, Stephen?
Well, some of these LGBT people are bisexual, and, you know, they swing both ways. They're going to go into a shower and have an erection, you know, because this guy tried to get my wife to have sex with him.
Yeah, all right. I've got too many details there. This is a family program. So your point is there needs to be hard and fast rules on who goes in what bathroom. I cut to the chase for you. And I also don't think we should put this on gays and lesbians, honestly. It's not their fight. This is this business of who to identify as. Literally, that's what we're talking about. I identify as a girl today. I'm going to go in the girl's shower. This, to me, is more about schools, universities, than even it is about the public bathrooms, right? It's just a sad state of affairs, especially when you get to the point where saying, well, if someone identifies as a male, but they're a female, and you discriminate against them, you do the same as if you said you're not worthy because you're black. You're not worthy because you're a woman. I just totally reject them. David and Williston, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hi, yes, Chad. I make it brief. I could go into a long explanation, but in short, how does a Christian man choose between two evils? I mean, how can you? I'm really struggling with Donald Trump because I've never even met a man who doesn't think he needs forgiveness or anything. And so how can a man vote for something he feels is evil, even if you're...
I use the term earlier, the lesser of two evils. I guess I'm saying that's in the eye of the beholder, right? So if you think Donald Trump is evil, you think Hillary Clinton is evil, you got to go, I don't personally think, I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I don't know that I would define her as evil in the truest sense of, Lucifer, right? I mean, she's a handful. But same thing on Donald Trump. I don't think he's evil. I think he's prideful, but find me somebody in the political world that isn't prideful. Right? And I also have the benefit of an interview that is posted on our Facebook page with Ben Carson talking about the faith walk of Donald Trump and about how curious he is and how much he wants to learn and how he just hasn't spent a lot of time in that world. So, look, somebody that is new and searching, that's a good thing, too. So I don't see that as evil, right? So, it depends. But you may have one particular position not like and see it as evil. I don't. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the comment. Quickly, Jamie and Bismarck. Sorry we're short on time here. Jamie, give me your best 20 seconds here.
Franklin Graham endorsed Trump. Donald Trump spoke at the NRA convention. He's got all kinds of conservatives who endorse him. If you think you're a conservative moral high ground, you can't support Trump because you don't know what he's going to be. But you know what Hillary's going to be. She's against everything that you believe in. Donald Trump, maybe he's going to be against some of the things you believe in. But the guy's going to be on your side a lot more than Hillary's going to be. So get off your high pedestal, get in there and vote. We got a country to take care of here. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know, some of the things you're saying are accurate about Donald Trump, but I hear you contradicting yourself. Your biggest reason that he was such a good thing was he was bringing out all these new people, and now you refer to those new people as the party faithful? Come on, that's not the same thing, and that's just using it your way for your argument. You need to see the people's point. The majority don't want him from the Republican Party.
Well, again, he did get a majority of the votes the last few states where this thing happened. Again, in a Republican primary caucus process. Okay, so that technically is the party faithful. That's where they go. Now, were there new people in that, and how do you sort out, okay, who's new? Well, first of all, if you're a party, you want new people. So while they might not be party faithful, I'll give you that, they are turning out in a Republican process to vote for a presidential nominee, right? I mean, you have a process, and 17 people were out there to pick from, and he wins. I'm more interested, honestly, and we're not going to settle this today because we have guests to get to here, but whether you think unity is possible. I'm not trying to sell you on unity. I want to know whether you think unity is possible. Is it actually possible? I'll take one more call before we get our guest in here. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Dwayne in Williston, what's on your mind?
Unfortunately, that maybe the LGBT bathroom issue may be an issue that the ladies will have to settle themselves, which is if you get some big guy in your bathroom who is not there by accident, mace him.
As in spray some mace in his face.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of sad, though, isn't it, that we have to say, okay, ladies.
You don't have to think that way.
Fend for yourself. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. This is one of these things. Scratch your head and say, is this really happening? You know, and I see the Attorney General of the United States up there yesterday lecturing us that if we don't agree with their position on this, that we're bigots. We're racist. And I think, do you protect children? Is your job to protect girls in a school of a particular team who then could have some poor, confused soul who says, no, I'm a girl, walk in there, but really is a boy? Are we so wrapped up in this rainbow jihad politically that we have to throw children under the bus? A texter here says, I may not agree with the whole transgender thing, but here's my take on the bathroom law. They are saying it's to protect children. The thing is, I compare this to gun restrictions. If you make it illegal for transgender people to use the bathroom they identify with, the only people it's going to affect is law-abiding citizens. The people who intend to harm children aren't going to care about the law, just like criminals don't care about gun laws. They're going to do what they want to, no matter what the law says. And that's a point, too, but I don't think it is a reason we don't get the law right. But I hear you. You're right there. I think the difference is, in this case, you don't know. I mean, you're sort of, it's who's guarding, you know, the hen house here. Crying out loud. Anyway, appreciate the call very much, the comments, and we'll continue to tackle all these topics. Wayne Stenger, next time on another Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's talk about education. Kirsten Basler is here. She is North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. And there have been some announcements lately related to Common Core. And I wanted to give Kirsten a chance to come on and talk a little bit about this. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, are we talking about changes in how North Dakota previously was dealing with Common Core and the Smarter Balance Consortium, or just Common Core?
Well, let's back up just a little bit. There have been a couple of announcements, and I think your initial question really truly does lead to why there's been a lot of confusion or just additional questions that have been asked. So in 2015, there was a bill introduced in the North Dakota legislature to immediately remove ourselves from the Common Core standards, alter the way that we determined our standards in North Dakota, and immediately pull out of the Smarter Balanced Consortium. So that bill was defeated, but during the hearing on that bill, I walked through the process with the legislative committee, education committee, about the process that we used in North Dakota to determine what our standards were. And at that time, I said this is a continuous process. This is a periodic update that we do on our math and English standards about every 5 to 7 years for those subject areas. And we would be doing another one if these standards that we're currently operating under, the North Dakota standards based on the Common Core, if they aren't working, there will be another opportunity for our teachers to come together and adjust and change what, if anything, they decided wasn't working. And when asked the question when I expected that next review to occur by our North Dakota teachers, I said they usually happen every 5 to 7 years. That puts us in the 16-17 school year. And so I testified to that during that session to the committee members. And then in December of 2015, Congress, fortunately, and we're grateful for that, replaced No Child Left Behind with the new element Every Student Succeeds Act. And I held a press conference in December of 2015 and stated, this is a wonderful time for us in North Dakota. We're returning more local control to our states than we have had in education in over a quarter of a century. And now this is also such an additional opportune time for us to review our standards in math and English and make sure that our teachers are deciding what standards they want to teach in math and English. And so with those two things in mind, it was time for us to begin the process of our update and our review and rewrite to have our next version of our math and English standards in North Dakota decided by a writing team of North Dakota teachers, educators, pre-K through university level. So with that, once we have our new standards complete, our writing committee is being formed, applications are being taken. They started May 6th, and we'll take applications up to June 1st is the deadline. And once the writing team will come together, they will take a look at these standards that we have currently operating under. They'll take a look at other state standards that have high achievement of their students in these subject areas, and they'll take the best of the best and adjust what they need to based on their 6 years of experience working with these standards and also the exposure to other states that have high standards. We expect this process will go through at least two different drafts, probably three different drafts, allowing public comment. We'll have some review committees that will be formed that will be able to come in to the department or to the Capitol and work and to review these standards and offer suggestions and edits and their comments to the writing committee. And we expect after the third draft, we will adopt them in early 2017, at which time we'll need to put out an RFP to have a test selected that is aligned to these new standards that our teachers have written.
So why the change? What prompted the change? Some were surprised, but and quite honestly, this goes back to shortly after the Republican convention when candidates started saying, we're out of here, and were you surprised by that?
Well, actually, I don't know that this is so much of a change. We'll talk about the Republican convention in just a bit. This isn't, and I guess that's the important piece to really drive home. I explained the process to the legislators on the Education Committee in the 2015 session, and I reassured them that this process would continue. And so that is the process that we are using. We are going to come together with our teachers again, having used these standards. They know what isn't working. They know what is working. They know what they want to keep, and they know what they want to change, if anything. And so it is the same process. The Republican convention affirmed that we need to do this sooner rather than later, that there was a deep, deep desire for our teachers to be in the driver's seat to decide what our math and English standards are in this state.
So it's fair to say that the public sent a message, and it was heard loud and clear, and all of a sudden it was time to go to work to adjust appropriately for what the people said they wanted.
Absolutely. Absolutely fair. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, and so, what role, and most of the critics I hear from are as concerned about the premise of Common Core as they are the Smarter Balance Consortium. Where are we at with the consortium?
Well, with the consortium, I do think that the people that were very concerned about the Smarter Balanced Consortium was the fact that we belonged to a test bank. We belonged to a group of states that took test questions from a bank that was specifically designed to assess standards that are based on the Common Core. And so the people that are concerned with Smarter Balanced, in my opinion, are concerned mostly about those standards, and they don't want a test that is tied to those standards if those standards aren't what our teachers want to teach. So I think that is the first step is going to have to be that we come together as a state, that those educators come together and say, these are the standards, and then we find a test that is aligned to it. Right now I have an assessment task force that is meeting, and they are doing very important work. I know that there is some reluctancy to say that this work is important, but it truly is important. Right now, they are deciding what we want to put in that RFP process as we select a test for the next set of our standards. Do we want it to be on computer? If we want it to be on computer, do we want it to be adaptive, which is completely different than being on computer? Do we want it to have the capacity to be translated into different languages? Do we want it to have the capacity to be translated into Braille or assist those students that are hard of hearing? Do we want it to be comparable across all of the school districts in our state, and to what level? Do we want it to be comparable down to grade level, or do we want just district level comparability? Do we want it to be comparable to the other states in the nation? So these are the things that are needing to be put into an RFP, and this is the information that our assessment task force is determining right now. What type of test do we want to give? So when it comes time to put out an RFP for our test that will measure our new standards, our next generation of standards, what do we want our tests to look like?
Kirsten Basler is with us, Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota. Colin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey there. I just had a question. 29 states have developed legislation recognizing dyslexia as a specific learning disability, therefore going away from the discrepancy model to go ahead and screen kids. I don't know if North Dakota uses solely the discrepancy model, which is that, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with it, but it's an IQ test. And generally dyslexics score very high or just well enough on there, but it doesn't measure reading specifically, therefore they do not qualify for services there. What's the state doing for dyslexic kids? 1 in 5 adult kids are dyslexic, including myself. Struggled through high school. My dad was a superintendent in North Dakota, and never caught it. It was a professor at my university that caught it, and I graduated with honors because I had some accommodations made for me. So,
all right, Colin, interesting point. And let me ask you to do this. Hang on for your answer on the other side of the break from Kirsten Basler. A couple of texts, too, and Dee and Ellendale, you're next up on the calls for our guest on What's on Your Mind. Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction with us. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, bringing you the What's on Your Mind program today. 800-228-0550. Kirsten Baszler, Superintendent of Public Instruction here. Question before the break from a listener whose father was a principal. And he said her superintendent in North Dakota but had dyslexia, and wondering how we accommodate children in the school system in North Dakota with dyslexia.
You know, that's really a good question, and I think dyslexia is one of those learning challenges that goes far too underdiagnosed and underrecognized for too long. So the caller brings up a very good point. With dyslexia, I know that we have the standard identification process, but as your caller raised, that sometimes lets too many of our students fall through the cracks and allows them to go through school feeling like they're not good at school. And it's not really that they're not good at school. They're bright people, as this caller can attest to, but they just have these challenges. I have a note. I'm not really sure where we stand or what we plan to do for the 2017 session as we look to do different things. One thing that I do know that directly relates to this is that they, with the new federal law in Every Student Succeeds Act, there is much more flexibility for states to determine the avenues that they want to take, the ways that they use funding, and their opportunities to include students in programs and identification. So I think we have a great opportunity to improve our identification for that really underserved group of students.
That's a novel concept. Let states decide. Dee and Ellendale, we'll get to you in a moment here. Just want to clarify something from our conversation earlier on whether we are in or out of Common Core. You talked about a process, the standards process that the teachers are going to lead. Can we answer the question whether we are in or out of Common Core yet, now, today?
You know, and I think, no, we depending on how you identify or define Common Core. There are a group of people that for a long time there's been a challenge of really understanding and defining what Common Core is. To some people, it's the data collection, it's the test, it's the standards, it's a national movement of federal intervention, federal incentive, federal meddling, if you will, in a state's education process, where the federal government has had too much say in the what states do in their education system. If that's your definition of Common Core, we are out. We are out, out. We no longer will allow the federal government to meddle. We never did take any incentives to race to the top. We didn't have to do this, but we are affirming with this process that we will not have the federal government with the Common Core national movement to determine what our standards will be. Our educators, there'll be 35 English teachers, pre-K through university level, 35 math teachers, pre-K through university level, that will gather over this next year to decide what our standards are. It's too premature, way too premature for me to guess what will be changed, if anything, by these North Dakota educators. But I also believe that it's important that we talk about the Gallup poll that was taken in October of 2015. 89% of the public in North Dakota stated that they believe their public schools in North Dakota were either good or excellent. That was the highest in the nation. And so that means that we trust our educators. We trust them to determine what we want our students to know and be able to do. So our North Dakota educators will be in the driver's seat on this, and it won't be a Common Core national movement. Our teachers will be in the driver's seat to determine what our students should know and be able to do in math and English standards.
I want to get through as many of these questions as we can here. Dee and Ellendale for Kirsten Basler. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Stupid question, but why are we reinventing the wheel? Because I distinctly remember we all took them bloody SAT or SRA tests, you know, once a year, once every couple of years when I was growing up. It's like, so why do we insist on having to reinvent this wheel all the time? Why don't you just go back and utilize those?
That's such a good, I remember the SRA test and the Iowa Basics, and I think I took the CAT, California Assessment Test, too, when I was in school. Those tests are still around, actually. Iowa Basic Skills is still around. Iowa gave them previously. I think they're shifting to a new test. So some of those tests are still around, but I believe it's because the demands of our students have changed. The workplace demands have changed somewhat. It's still very, very important for them to know how to write, how to memorize their multiplication tables. But it's also important for them for us to measure to make sure that they're able to apply what they know. The truth of the matter is that we have some kids that are, you know, going on to after graduation and aren't as successful, whether they, you know, choose a career in technical school or a four-year degree or four-year university or a community college or enter the military. We're hearing from those people that are employing or hiring or teaching these students at the next level, but they're not quite prepared. And so I think there was a demand.
Quick answers, if you could, on these. With the new math standards eliminated from the new state standards, which has led to the most pushback against Common Core? Will the new mass standards be eliminated from the new state standards, which has led to the most pushback against Common Core?
Again, that will be completely in the hands of our North Dakota teachers to determine. That is what our public has asked for, to make sure our North Dakota teachers decide.
Another question, only half a minute for your answer. Are we still using textbooks aligned with Common Core? Changing the standards doesn't help that much if North Dakota is still associated with Common Core.
North Dakota does not dictate statewide textbooks. Each textbook is chosen by a local school board, a local school administrator. In fact, textbooks are kind of on their way out. More resources are used online.
All right. A lot of answers today. Thank you all for the calls. And Kirsten Basler, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
We will look forward to updating our listeners on the progress of this new process with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Wayne Stedman of the Talk Radio Foundation. Next. What's that?
I hope we're getting these kids some weight since they're not going to be using big books and backpacks and stuff.
Oh, you lost me there. Okay. Got it. Thank you, Todd. More coming up.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.